Peace and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the first reading from Acts 4. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, did you see the massive collision? Maybe you heard it. Well, of course you did, just a few minutes from the lectern. Wow, what an incredible impact. What a pileup it was. And two unschooled and ordinary men went to jail for it. What was the collision? You heard it, and you felt its mammoth impact too. It was a sermon. A sermon preached to sinners by the apostles Peter and John. They preach a sermon that train wrecks into ears that will not hear, and yet impacts with ears that do hear after a miraculous healing of a 40-something lame man. What a sermon it was. It T-bones everyone within earshot. It has such an impact that the text says many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. On the other hand, the sermon really worried some people. The usual roundup of suspects. The priests, the captain of the temple guard, the Sadducees, the entire Sanhedrin, the high priest and his family. Worries turned to whispers, whispers turned into concerned, concerns led to secret evening meetings. Meetings led to the preachers being arrested and put in jail. Of course, that's what you do with preachers who threaten your entire self-made and self-sustaining idolatrous way of life before the world and most especially before God. You can't be having preachers who get in our faces and tell us that we're not the measure of all things. Good grief, we won't stand for that. What did Peter and John preach? Was it really that bad? Let's review. Here's the essence of the sermon. You crucified Jesus. You put him to death. You are responsible. You did it. You rejected Jesus. But God raised him from the dead. He is risen. Rejected, crucified, dead, buried, but raised from the grave. Jesus is now the capstone and the cornerstone of everyone who believes. And because Jesus rose from the dead, he's the first fruits. His resurrection ensures our own resurrection from the dead. The forgiveness that he won for all sinners will bear fruit for those who believe in him, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. And that's the essence of their sermon. Are you ready to jail them too? Are you grinding your teeth in anger? Or have you cupped your hands over your ears to protect you from such offensive preaching? Or does the sermon give you great joy? Oh, but Peter's not done preaching. Good grief, he's got a real zinger at the end of today's text. If you thought he and John were a bit too excessive with part one, get a load of part two. Jail time might not be enough for Peter as he backs up, shoves the sermon back into gear, and then puts the pedal to the metal to cause another major collision, another major smash-up. Listen. Part two. Salvation, Peter categorically proclaims, is found in no one else than this Jesus whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. There is no other name under heaven given among men than the name of the crucified and resurrected Lord Jesus by which we must be saved. Now that's a sermon that causes a huge pileup. An enormous chain reaction. After all, you know how it goes. Sermons with generic God talk are fine and dandy. But never one so specific as Peter just preached. I mean, salvation only in Jesus? Oh, come on, really? You say, that's not exercising religious diversity, Peter. Come on. What about Buddha? What about the many deities of Hinduism, Shintoism, Mormonism, the Watchtower Society, Judaism, Masonry, Islam? Come on, aren't we stronger by our diversity? Doesn't every religion, Peter, have a little bit of the truth? Shouldn't we be a religious melting pot? Come on, Peter, aren't you just a bit too narrow-minded? Ah, but Peter doesn't back down. He preaches the truth of Jesus, the truth of Jesus who saves. He says there is no other name under heaven given to men by whom we must be saved. And that name is Jesus. Jesus alone is the Savior of sinners. No one else is. You aren't, I'm not, and no other false idols are as well. Only the name of Jesus saves. His name, brothers and sisters, has the power to give you forgiveness. His name alone has the power to rescue you from death and damnation. His name alone is the only name that protects you from God's wrath against all our sin. Oh, there are loads of names in the world. Good grief. We all know that. Names that can inspire you. Names that can provide you with nice role models to follow. Names that can teach you all kinds of morality. Names that can teach you how to gain and protect your earthly wealth. Names that can get you fit, lose your weight, cut your belly fat, and lower your cholesterol. But there is only one name that saves you from sin. There is only one name that raises you from the dead. There is only one name that gives you eternal life, and that is the name, Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only door for the sheep. He is the only gate to heaven. No one comes to the Father except through me, you remember, he taught. The name of Jesus is an inclusive name. In other words, he died for all sinners. And yet at the same time, the name of Jesus is also an exclusive name. In other words, only Jesus died for all sinners. It is only through Jesus that we have salvation. Jesus alone kept the Ten Commandments perfectly for you and me so that there is only perfection in him. In no other name than Jesus is there forgiveness. In no other name is there life. In no other name is there salvation. That's because no one else ever died and rose from the dead, never to die again. Only he did that. The no other name for salvation, Jesus has been given to you. In your baptism, you bear his name as his baptized brothers and sisters. And therefore, this is really important, therefore, you can call upon him in any time of trouble or in any way. You are given to cling to Jesus' name in whatever suffering, in whatever trial, or whatever temptation that comes your way. And of course, like Peter and John, the time may come for you to suffer for Jesus' name. The time may come very soon, although I pray it never does, that by bearing Jesus' name and proclaiming his name as a Christian, you too may be even put into jail or even put to death. But whatever happens, know this, brothers and sisters, that those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen.